AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Greece has submitted its own bailout plan to European leaders, requesting $59 billion in a sweeping package needed to stave off the country's fiscal collapse. European finance leaders and the International Monetary Fund will review the proposals before that plan heads to the Eurozone finance minister Saturday. Investment analyst Jason Manolopoulos says passage is crucial, or else Greece could be removed from the Eurozone.
If a deal is not reached, that would probably entail by Tuesday the ECB would pull the plug.
The proposal does meet creditors' demands for sales tax increases and pension reductions. The Obama administration says more people were affected by the government data breach than first thought. Catherine Archuleta heads the Office of Personnel Management.
Sensitive information, including the Social Security numbers of 21.5 million individuals, was stolen from the background investigation databases.
Some lawmakers are calling for her resignation. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill ordering the Confederate flag to come down tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
22 days ago, I didn't know that I would ever be able to say this again. But today, I'm very proud to say that it is a great day in South Carolina.
Haley used nine pens symbolizing the nine church shooting victims. In Minnesota, a 14-year-old boy who developed a brain infection after swimming in a lake has died. Health officials are trying to determine if Hunter Boutain became sick because of a water parasite. Honda has now added 4.5 million more vehicles in countries outside the U.S. to the growing recall list because of Takata airbags. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis apologized today for the sins and offenses committed by the Catholic Church against indigenous peoples during the colonial era conquest. And although he spoke out against commercialism, the Pope needed a Burger King in Bolivia for a quick change of clothes.
Burger King presenta el...
Francis had just spent more than 30 minutes in his Pope mobile waving to crowds. With hundreds of thousands waiting, he needed a place to dress for the Mass he would celebrate in Santa Cruz's Christ the Redeemer Square. The manager of the Burger King, which was closed for the papal visit, said Francis was ushered in to put on his vestments. Before Mass ended, Burger King had a Facebook post thanking the Pope for choosing the BK restaurant as your sacristy.
Solo en Burger King, donde el sabor es el rey.
I'm Steve Coleman.
Some black civil rights leaders are calling on the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce to remove Bill Cosby's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.